in my preparing the IELTS exam in them, because in my my university in mainland, the English learning is not like the IELTS or TOEFL exam. There are a huge gap between them. So when I began to prepare the test, I feel just confused. I don't know how to do it, how to prepare, how to arrange my time, or I just don't know what to do. Then, of course, I learned by myself. But just read more articles, to more videos, or just like this. I think it's very memorable.
Okay. You read more articles and listen to radio.
The radio.
Oh, that's great. But what is the biggest difference between IELTS and any English test in
your life? IELTS, maybe IELTS and TOEFL is the same, in my opinion. But in mainland, it's just about the test. You know, you choose. Would you choose A or B or C?
Okay.
Oh, it's just like this. Not about our English or reading or writing. It's not the same.
Okay. So let's move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
It's the prof. It's in my working experience. When I read the reports, last financial reports.
Financial report.
I feel it's very different with what I have learned in Chinese or like this. I can't compare the two data. It's not very easy to compare it. I can't get what I want, so it's very memorable too.
It was the annual report from a certain company.
Yeah. Maybe it's every report from the competitors.
Oh, but what were you wanting to get? What did you want to get from the report?
Just from the internet, from the.
What did you want to know about?
Like, for example, like ROE. Can you get it? ROE or, it's just like how you can. It's like you invest some money and you want to know what returns you have got.
Oh, okay.
So I just can't compare the two data from my company and with my company as the competitors.
Oh,